We on live right now?
Yeah, nigga.
Okay. Never, yeah. This shit'll get edited out.
I'm about to say, all right, bet. Blast. I want to hear the story.
Yeah, so he you know, he was scrolling through Hinge. I don't know. Do you scroll on Hinge?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He basically, like, yeah, but you sort of, like, you don't swipe left and right. You got to, like, literally say no or yes. And so, because of that, you know, you get a little feel. You know, you match with a little shawty. You know what I'm saying? So
he matched with some drunk, and turns out it's his next door neighbor.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, you need to tell me about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you seen her?
And she and she's kind of bad, dog. Yeah,
she said, "What's up?" She was like,
"She ain't say nothing." She's a little bald headed drunk.
Bald headed joint with the little the Rihanna tat.
Yo, you ever fuck a bald headed joint from the back and you just cup her head? Because you can't pull nothing.
Yeah. I never had a bald headed joint yet.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. Damn. Bro. Something about it is empowering.
It is.
I tell you what.
It's like a bowling ball. It's like popping a basketball. You know,
so say your type. Say your type again.
So my type is lesbians. I like women. I like women that don't like me.
So for me, with the bald head joint, I asked you to say this. Something about being a bald. Bald says a lot about a woman, and I'll be fucking with this. Like,
such ass.
Hold on, what does the bald head say about a woman?
It says, like, yeah, dog, I'm comfortable with this shit. Yeah.
I think it used to mean that, and now it's like a symbol for like being a rebel.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, but now it's like you don't even really have to be confident. And I feel like sometimes people are just doing it out of just like,
yeah,
out the gate. Listen, randomly.
Jaden Smith shaved his head in the middle of his concert.
Yeah, that nigga's crazy, confidence.
No, that nigga is crazy.
I'm saying now shaving your head is like pop culture.
I think Jaden is coked out.
Jaden's all coked out.
The whole family?
No. But like that area,
Will and Jada and the one random nigga that plays football. The son that nobody cares about.
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know. Nobody knows his name.
The gamer.
He was the first one.
He's a professional gamer.
Not that he's not relevant. Shout out to the Smith family. Please adopt me. Because I'm broke. Yo, what's good, y'all? It's Entangled Podcast. Well, it's one half of Entangled Podcast, but we're here with a bunch of guests. Y'all introduce yourselves. Y'all grown ass man. You can do that.
Molly Maul, Jamal Davies, J-Man, whatever you want to call me. I'm here.
Rob Loom. Filling the house. Well, I guess it's always filling the house.
It's always filling the house.
But we in New York,
but
so.
But now, filling the house
Philly
in New York.
Here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, from Maryland.
Coming at you from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, it's your boy Damo Rose, a.k.a. Damo Too Real, a.k.a. Damo Too Rose, a.k.a. Sam Player, a.k.a. New Shoes.
When was the last time you bought a pair of new shoes?
I didn't have no aliases, bro.
I bought a new shoe. I bought the name speakers.
That's it.
About new shoes in a brick.
3 months ago.
I don't even really have a nickname. I don't know. Well, I do have a nickname, but I don't like people calling me that nickname. Because it's Teddy. But like, Teddy.
I was going to say it.
He was going to say, yeah. My nickname was Teddy Bring Your Ass Down to Fuck. And that was after Teddy Pendergrass, one of the great legends of our time. Yo, so what's good? We're here. It's Teddy Bring Your Ass Down and Fuck with one half of Entangled Podcast. We got a special episode for y'all of the Battle of the Sexes. It's boys' night out, even though it's only 3 o'clock. But we still in this bitch. Was that right? It was a straight up guess.
Close enough.
3:30, whatever. It's a special Battle of the Sexes, boys' night out. We drinking whiskey. We're smoking cigars. We're sniffing lines off crackhead stripper bitches' butts.
Talk to them folks.
So, we kind of, this is almost like a vent session, yo. Like, we're not, is everyone in a relationship here? No. Well,
3/4.
Yeah, and you know.
There you go with the numbers again.
I know, it's a fucking
number. You see everything in fractions. You see his whole life in fractions.
How do we get to, what the fuck?
You're a fucking
dweeb. You see his life in
fractions. You're a dweeb.
But, and decimal points. God damn.
But, we are here to just vent. We got some shit we got to get off our chest. You know, I'm just tired of not feeling appreciated. I want to be spoiled. I want to be treated. If I'm like going on a date, first date with a random junk, sometimes I want her to pay the bill. You know, it's not attacking my masculinity. It's 2019. If I'm coming home from a long day at work, sometimes I might want a steak and a blowjob. Like, the simple things that we need in life to feel appreciated. How do you feel appreciated by your significant other or just like the random junks that you know... You don't remember their full names, but you out here stroking. What do you want to feel appreciated?
For me, it's across the board always. Respect the time.
Time?
Respect my time.
So respect the time. What does that look like, though? Respect my time, like, we had sex, it's time for you to leave now?
It can mean various things. That could be A. If I'm dealing, if we have a certain situation going, let it be that situation. I was working at a bar, I started hitting this joint. It was a 2 a.m. joint. Mm-hmm. Always that. First three interactions, it was that. So after three, we're locked and loaded. That's what you are in my book.
Yeah.
She started daytime texting, asking me how my day was. I felt like this was in your place. Yeah. Stay in your lane.
Like stay in your lane.
If it's a 2 a.m. lane, stay in your lane. Respect my time.
She's trying to change that lane, though. That's why she's doing
yeah, because
that
then
it's a committed role.
It's a turn signal.
But does that ever have the potential?
I'm going to pay my own way.
Does a 2 a.m. have the potential to become something else?
Shouldn't everything have the potential to become
Of course.
Yeah. But not if you're not if you're respecting his time, though.
Well, if you know what type of time we're on. Not if we're just like, it's happened a couple times. If I've expressed this how I feel, you've agreed to it, we've continued doing it. Respect my time. Stay in your lane.
Oh, nigga. Damn, dog. Yeah, you know we all.
It's cleaning up this dust, you know. you know what I'm saying?
We drinking, y'all.
Drinking. That's the whiskey. Shout out to the sponsor.
Where's the Makers at?
The what?
The Makers
Mark. Oh, so you want the Makers?
It's time to crack that joint open, too.
Alright, hold on.
Simmer down, y'all. Simmer down.
So everybody pour themselves a nice, decent sized glass and leave some for Dom.
Don't be selfish. See, we're not appreciating. Hey, yeah. We're not. Nick does not feel appreciated.
For sure. I needed to be in there.
The best way to a man's heart is through the stomach. If a shorty give you a home cooked meal or whatever, treat you like just food. I feel like that's it.
That's very like your simple. Love language.
That's it, food. And if you know what I'm saying, sometimes language is kind of limiting. Sometimes you just put the love in the food, and you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, and then yeah, that's it. Food. That's what, I'm a fat man. Like that's what it comes down to. But
so like a home cooked
meal. I feel like that's, you know what I mean, how I feel love and shit. Like someone takes the time cook you a meal or whatever, treats you or. That's nice. Especially when it's unexpected. Feel me? You come back home and it's like, oh, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's love to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
But that's real. So, like, if you came home to a home-cooked meal, like, that means the world to you.
Yeah, like, only someone who would appreciate you would do that. No one's going to waste their time doing all this shit. So, I think that's, like, love.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So.
That's dope. I mean, you know what's real? I was talking to someone and I was saying, I don't know how to be loved. Like, I know how to love people. Like, love all my niggas. Like, you know, I know how to show love and give love, but I don't know how to, like, receive any type of genuine, like, compassion.
Why do you feel that way?
I don't know.
That's deep, but I feel the same way.
I feel that. Yeah, damn. I felt that. But, like, why, like, I just want to know from a different perspective. Why do you think you feel that way?
I don't know.
Maybe something, like, when you were younger, something that happened recently. Yeah, something. I don't know. Like, I just be wondering, because so I'd be feeling like that, and I'd be like, damn, I fuck with this shorty, but
she's doing too much.
I just feel
I do have. I can be cynical in the sense that I think at a certain point, most people want something out of you. And that something could be everything from like they just want money or they want like companionship. Regardless, they want something out of you. And so I get very anxious being vulnerable and like letting people in. And to be loved is like is the like epitome of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it just scares me. So sometimes I can be like mad awkward when my shorty tries to do something for me. Like if she wanna take me out or if she wants to like make dinner, I don't know. It's a little uncomfortable. I don't know how to receive it. I even struggle with saying thank you for real.
Like, do you think it's so much a ginger thing or just like you being an independent person and like you just don't want anyone to help you?
I think,
or do you think it's specifically related to like direct relationships?
I think it's for everything, for real. Like, so I look back and so I have younger siblings and I'm like the oldest. They're 7 years younger than me, and I would constantly try to like support them and help, you know, ease some of the stress from my parents and my family. And so because that's happening, I would never want people to do something for me. Because like, nah, like, don't worry about me. Other people got issues going on. So take care of you. Take care of yourself. And so when people try to take care of me, it just makes me kind of cringe. It like makes me cringe a little bit because it's like, nah, like there's other people around you who I'm sure need support. You probably need some support. You know, don't exhaust all your options for me, because I'll figure it out on my own. And that's not that I've ever had to figure it out on my own, but that's kind of the approach I take. So to receive and be like support, feel supported, feel loved, I don't really know how. I just want a person that's like willing to work with me and help like figure the shit out with me.
Yeah. I think that like, I guess I hear you, and I think that ties into, I guess, in the way I feel appreciation, is that I think what a lot of it is someone to bounce ideas off of. And almost like, I think that like that's a really big thing, is to just be heard. And not to say people don't hear you, like conversation is almost everything to me. I think about life in a few ways. Life is you're eating, drinking, and talking. That's the epitome of life. Like that's the only thing you do. You eat and you're talking at work. You're over a meal and you're talking. Like you're whatever it is, just communication and food. Like that's it. And so I guess
we sound fat as shit on this episode. Yeah.
All we talk about is food. Shout out dumplings.
What the steamed dumplings? We're going to flush in after. Yeah. And so yeah, like with my girl, I think it's just like the way I feel appreciation, or I feel appreciated, is to just be engaged and like so like that engaged in that conversation and kind of feeling it. And the time in which I feel the most appreciated is just like, oh shit, like you thought about me in this situation, like. Hey, I saw this and I got it for you because it reminded me of something you like. And I really understand that. Like, that shit means a lot, because something that is like, when you say so much to people in conversation all the time, and for it to be picked up on, we're like, you know, Rob, this weekend you came to visit and you gave me the Jazzo vinyl record for the housewarming gift. And it had Jay-Z on there. Everybody knows I'm a Jay-Z fan, right? But yeah. Just in general, like, knowing that about like the record side of it. And like, yo, I hear you, I know you, and this is like, it's just like thoughtful, man. Like it really is about like, if you were able to hear somebody say something and then, you know, show that in a gift, and it's not necessarily a gift, don't get me wrong, it's just, it manifests itself in many ways. Like I can say, you know, I was stressed out, man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to clean the house today, I gotta run around, and I was like, oh yeah, I came home and I cleaned this for you, babe. Like, damn, dog, I appreciate that. Like, that's a good look, thank you, I appreciate it.
Low-key, yeah. That goes back to time, things, though.
This conversation like, so much.
I was just saying, I agree with you 100%. If I had a chance of my answer, my first answer was a little bit ignorant. Meeting you halfway. If we're talking about relationship, meeting you halfway, that means a lot. Like, not being asked to, but like, meet me halfway. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I got you. I'm going to always hold you down. Like, but damn, here, let's split this. Let's do this. Like, that just shows that, like, that just shows to me to, like, I don't know how to say, like, you a team player.
Yeah.
You always going to be with the shit. You a rider. You can be my ace, king, queen. Like, I always feel like companionship, that's what it should be. And I feel like the best relationships I saw growing up, that's what it was. It wasn't no, like, no, like, you take care of everything. Like, the joints that hold you down,
that's
the joints you need. Exactly. Like, those are joints that count. Those are joints that real. Those are joints that help you win.
Yeah. It's definitely awesome. Like, yo, how we handling this situation. I think there's nothing wrong with I becoming we on some real like appreciation shit. Like, yeah, like how we coming at this problem, how we moving,
right? You know what I'm appreciation saying? Is understanding. That's it, exactly. Bottom line, if you know what I'm saying, like, to know someone, to love someone, you gotta understand the person,
and that takes time, though. So like,
it takes time.
People have to learn, and it feels how good to appreciate, like, yo, you gotta know me, and
for
like,
your real
like,
self,
and it's hard to even get that to that point, right? Like, to not always,
oh, it's super
and
hard,
it's
that shit not,
and it's different levels. Like, it may be easier for someone like so-and-so to open up, and it may be harder for me. It may be a little bit easier for you. It may be harder for you. Mm-hmm. And then, like, so to the whole point of, like, opening up and the understanding, yeah, understanding is the essential key factor in all of this shit.
Right.
Like, that's the only way it works. The only way, like, is to be yourself and to feel accepted. And then with acceptance comes understanding and appreciation.
Because even, like, even now, like, with my shorty, it's like a lot of her issues she go through is, like, I can't relate because, like, those aren't issues I would ever have. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a social person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's introvert. Like, you know what I mean? Like, more quiet and shit. So, like, when she be not complaining, but venting out about things, I'm like, oh, that's easy. Fuck these youngins. You know what I'm saying? Like, very simple answer. Fuck all these youngins. Like, you feel that way about them? Fuck
they
them.
Keep
don't give that shit substance.
Yeah, don't put
But that's naive of me to say that because... That's how I'm programmed.
That's how you move.
You feel me? But she's different, so she's like educating me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know that shit. Yeah. I have a strong personality. Like, I give a fuck about anyone's opinion, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, but yeah, it's good, and that's I think the best types of relationships where like you can learn and shit.
I want to speak to this, John. So, Jamal, you was like, meet me halfway.
Yeah.
You know, but like there's many times where we're going, we're making the entire move. We're going all the way. So, for example, like, I got a lot of people who will vent about their relationship and be like, yo, I am tired of having to come home and like create the intimacy. I'm tired of coming home and like, I'm the one who's got to start up sexy time. Like, fuck that shit. I don't want to fiddle. I don't want to play. Like, I don't want to strum your clit like a guitar every fucking time. I want you sometimes to like jump in and initiate the shit. And like, to meet halfway would potentially mean like, there's gonna be days where you gonna jump in and handle it. If like you trying to fuck, let's fuck. I get frustrated with like when it is time to actually initiate the sex. Why am I putting in so much effort?
Man, dog, my girl be on it. Shout out to you, baby. I know you listening. You a fan of the pod?
Don't say no names.
Yeah, I ain't saying no names. My little Shawty, you know who you are. But yeah,
my busted baby. Wait, no. What does a busted baby even mean?
A busted baby?
Yeah, busted baby. Busted baby. Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Ass plus. Unless you, do you know the answer?
Do you know a busted baby?
I think it just means you're ready to bust it down. Whatever.
But so like, could my baby?
But also, I don't think that's your girl. Like, that's just so like, busted baby's not. So that was disrespectful. She's down to bust it down whenever, but she's not your joint.
So you should not call your girlfriend a busted baby.
You could switch it up. I mean, it depends on how. I mean, unless you're that's between you and your girl.
So that ain't got shit to do with me.
I'm not about to say yeah. If you start calling her, that's looking for me.
And the next thing you know, hey man, I got kids. Out, bro.
Can I stay with you? No.
You live alone. You got a couch.
You live alone.
I've been there. I know you got space.
But so who's responsible? I keep thinking about like gender roles and shit. Like, who's responsible for initiating sex? Because if we're talking about gender roles, like, it's all on the man.
I think
a lot has changed. Where one, I'm gonna go in my little diatribe real quick.
That's
one,
a big like, word, baby. Yo, he knows numbers and words. Reading books.
Domo two rows, you feel me? So on some real shit, like, I think that we're in a perfect time where like just understanding, yeah, the sex drive is equal or around the same, generally speaking, but between the sexes, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, they have urges like anybody else. And so I'm glad to see that where, yeah, it shouldn't be no like my job to initiate where I feel like I'm always the one. Not that I'm
boring.
Yeah,
meet,
but it's like, halfway. Yo, fuck, exactly.
That shit is boring.
Yeah, like, do your thing.
I want to be back and spicy. Forth, back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I got a question. You eat your girl's pussy after the club?
I be busting it.
That's right.
I don't know when everybody eats some pussy.
Want some taste on it, right? Like, you don't want, don't, like,
you say you want some,
you want some taste. Don't nobody want, everybody be like, yeah, that pussy tastes like water. I don't want no fucking, unless it's like Philly tap water. That's nasty. But like,
the Schuylkill.
Got that Baltimore Harbor water taste. But like, don't you want, you want a little taste on the pussy? Like, don't nobody want like,
not all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
How often is it salty? Nigga?
Wait, how salty?
Sometimes I just want to be in a pool. Not just
listen, all I'm saying is like, sometimes I don't want fresh out the shower pussy. Like, I want pussy that, like, I want
a little lived in.
Yeah, I want, you know, I just want
to. You had a day.
I want you to soak up my funk. Hey, you've been sitting down all day.
I can tell.
After work action. It's a regular after work action.
Regular after work.
You gotta be at the club.
I'm saying 2 hours of sweaty dancing.
It depends, bro.
I'm still do it, bro. It's my girl.
It's always a time and place. Yeah.
You tripping, man. I'm getting in it. Huh?
I'm just asking. I don't, listen. First of all, me and my co-host, we're abstinent, so.
Huh?
Yeah,
for real?
Yes, we don't do that shit.
That's not what you said.
Hey, nigga, shut up! Don't put me on blast. She not here.
Dumplings are.
What?
Order these jumps right
order
now.
Order these dumplings.
You can't order.
You can't order. You gotta pick them up.
Fuck no.
Shit, dog. Who driving the flushing?
Shit,
bro. I knew this was gonna happen. Fuck all y'all. I already looked it up. If we split it,
four ways. The math still on the calculator is 7.5.
Y'all in these numbers, dog.
New man.
That's appreciation.
What you mean?
I said niggas new.
I'm just saying because I knew somebody was going to duck out on driving. That's the Uber cost. We can all afford it. The dumplings are cheap.
Yo,
it's
man,
fine.
We gonna have the dumplings.
I'm taking
after
some
the
back to Philly.
I'm taking some dumplings back to Philly. But so back to like, so you are all like, do you get tired of having to like jump in and initiate the sex?
I don't. Okay, something about me, like you said it. Maybe it's a gender role thing. I like it. Like,
really?
It's just, I feel like it's just like, yeah, how you. How I'm like,
I don't have
I'm
no shame.
Yo, why you got the? Like, why I wish I could see this right now because he got the rap hands. He's like, yo,
it's
let
like,
me tell you something.
Is it aggressive today? Is it finessive? Is it like?
Yeah.
Is it just on the like? Oh, damn, you wearing a dress? I'm
that's
playing
because
like,
the
is
ride,
it, like, is it sneaky?
What I'm
is it
hearing
freaky?
Is like,
is it quick? Like,
hey, yo,
go ahead. He's trying to rap now. He's trying to rap.
It's aggressive. I know how you want to. I mean, for me personally, I guess it's like sometimes it's a cool way to approach it. My bad. Like, it's just like if it's like, I don't know, like after date night, I feel like it's always intimate. Like, get into it.
Yeah.
Like, coming back from the club, she was out with you and your friends. Now y'all the Uber on the way back home. Oh, it's freaky time. You know.
Yeah, but like sometimes I want to be in the back of the Uber and like you pull my dick out my pants. Like.
I feel like that's happened to me.
I'm saying
no, it does,
but I'm not
saying,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you openly like are you saying that sometimes you just gotta
no,
say?
Because do we say?
I'm like, just saying sometimes.
But
I'm saying I'm not just saying like you gotta say it. Sometimes you just gotta have fluid conversations about sex. Like on a date night, yo, babe, what's up? Like just holler at her. Like, yo, or you could be even saying some jokes like, yo, you ain't sucking dick this thing. I'm just saying.
That's an argument. That's an argument.
So like
that creates an argument.
I think
sometimes you gotta jump in.
My point, I think,
it's double Dutch.
Shit, when it comes to the question of like who initiates it, I think that's not like.
Did y'all get it?
Yeah.
Anybody get the joke? Okay, thank you, Rob.
I ain't even gonna lie. I missed it. But when it comes to like initiating. I missed the joke. Okay. When it came to initiating like sex, I think that like for me, the real question is being asked is like just like variety, right? Something exciting, something new, something like a different way to do it. And Maul, you pointed
this
out.
This nigga said he liked fingers in his ass.
Maul described it perfectly. He was just like, is it sneaky? Is it freaky? Is it the dress? Are we being sensual with it, romantic, or are we getting straight to it?
Yeah.
And so like the real question is, does it really matter who's doing what? Is what it sounds like, is it how? Is it different? Is it exciting? And so, like, if it excites you, if it gets them excited, you
right.
know, it's a mutual, it's a two-way street.
You
always,
gotta keep it in
like, always in the
yeah.
back of mind, it's like, oh, how does it make them feel? Like,
that,
always, like,
that takes typical, away from
some
it.
Consensual shit. Of, like, wondering
no, no.
who's gonna do it.
Yeah, like, if you have these roles, that takes away from the whole experience. It
exactly.
should be no roles.
It's,
yeah.
always
it's
like,
whatever
oh,
the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you did it today. Oh, you just like, yeah, I was feeling
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And
that's
I was like,
over,
oh,
I think,
tally
I
tally
think
mark.
That's overthinking it, feel me?
Yeah,
it should,
exactly.
It's spontaneous.
It should not
it's,
be all that.
You know what I'm saying? Give and take. Like, it's all relative.
There should not be no pressure
you know?
To on either side to ever do anything. Right. I think, like, pressure in any way where it's like, or assumed responsibilities, really can fuck some shit up, bro.
Yeah, it's
and
less organic,
real, bro. Exactly.
When you got the pressure, it should
yeah,
be just like...
Yeah, like, nah, we get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's just... It's a wink, a nudge, a little touch. You
got a touch of love, a little bit. Just a touch of love, just a touch of love. Make me mine, baby, just a little bit.
This is an old nigga.
Just
man.
A little bit.
He knew every song in the motherfucker.
Every song on the joint last
night.
This motherfucker, Questlove.
My man said, yo, no bullshit. My man said, you turn this up a little bit.
He got out says, thanks to the Sam Cooke.
Thanks for the Sam Cooke, brother, because that nigga did not want to talk. That nigga was so angry picking us up in the Uber.
Man,
no, every
got
Uber,
too angry
every
ass
Uber
Robert.
We got yesterday was mad as what shit, dog. What was going on?
I asked him, dude, like, so what's
what kind of cigarette you smoke?
Said.
Listen, all right, hold on, listen. So for context, once again, it was boys' motherfucking night out. So we went out and we fucking raged. But when you're raging, you got to be responsible. And so we caught hella Ubers, and every Uber, the nigga was just OD rude and disrespectful. Like, we trying to engage in conversation, just trying to be friendly. Not
just
even engage in conversation.
Your shit.
Just
trying
to be friendly.
No head nod, no, nothing.
He didn't even make eye contact. Nigga, you sitting in the passenger seat.
But I don't think he spoke English, though. I think that's
part of
to
it.
Play
that's
that
part
line.
Of it.
Like, he definitely did
thank
not
you.
Speak.
Because
on the way out, he didn't say nothing either. No greeting. No, like, have a good
but
night.
He didn't even give the body language,
you know what I'm saying?
Though.
He might have been...
A killer.
That, but
y'all ever think about who you could have been in a room with? How many times do you think you've been in a room with a serial killer? How often does that happen?
I don't even think that. I would like to think
now with modern day news. I think a lot.
We would know. A lot.
You'd be in there with killers, with shooters.
Nah, you know, you could, like, so you just moved here. Did you look up
where the fuck
how many child
abductions?
Nah, molesters in this area.
Did I?
I do that shit every time I move.
Nah, dog. I ain't no child.
That doesn't matter. I want to know. Wait, what?
That can concern me.
You ain't shit.
I got these.
That was fucking fucked up.
And I ain't got no kids.
I like to.
But you know what? Like, I don't want to live. I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
I look up that. I thought you were gonna say I look up the murder stats. Like, nah, man, I'm good in these streets.
Oh, so you look at shit. You look for the murders. You look for the molesters. You just out here living.
Man, I'm good everywhere I go. Bro.
That's not a thing.
No, I'm good everywhere I go. Cause yeah. I just know how I keep it.
That's kind of how I feel too, though.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I be like, bro, nobody's gonna fuck with me if they do. I'm gonna know how to carry myself. But get a little too serious and be like, okay, you got it, bro. I see something.
Oh, you got it. And I'm
like, out. And then there's other joints, but like. Step up to it and I got a hand that I can. But also, it's probably not gonna come to that. I've been in a lot of situations. I just know I'm gonna be good. I know how, like, I know what it, I know what people get pressed out in neighborhoods and how people who don't get pressed out and how to keep it thorough. And so then, you know, like Nipsey said, you know, just keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck.
He ain't say that in those words.
But it was something very similar. I'm paraphrasing.
How do
you? I'm putting in the Nipsey spirit on it. You feel me? I feel it. What's some spiritual?
So look, how do you then? All right, because you say you good everywhere you go, and we're all very like minded people. I was kind of taking a inventory of the people I keep around in my life, and thinking about like how the fuck do I determine if this person like should I continue to be cool with these things. And when I was in college, I realized that a lot of the people around me can't fight.
Yeah.
And I always was like, when I was younger, I was like, yo, I don't want friends that can't throw hands. Like, you know, like.
We not fine no more. Yeah.
No, we're not. We're way too old. No.
I got too much to lose now.
But that was like back in the day. That was how I took inventory of like who, like, it's like, yo, if you don't know how to throw hands, like, why are you in my circle? And so now I'm trying to like take inventory once again to determine who like remains in my life.
It's kind of like. As you get older, like, you know how to navigate better. Like, before, you kind of, like, you're dealt these cards, you know what I'm saying? Like, your school or, like, and you're kind of forced to kind of fuck with these people, you know what I'm saying? Like, true. Even in college, because of proximity. Yeah, like, you, these are just the people that have landed in your fucking lap, and you kind of got to make the best out of it. But now, bro, it's kind of, like, I'm real selfish with all my relationships. Because really? It's, like, for me, it's, like, if you look around your circle, bro, I'd be telling everyone this. And I will for... a long time. Like, if you look around your circle of friends and you're not inspired, like, that's a cage.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like all my homies now inspire me to some capacity. You feel me? It's like, you know, friend tours. Feel me? Like, like, I look at all of my homies, I'm like, yo, ooh, I respect.
Wait, hold on. That nigga tried to brush over this shit. That's a bar. Say that shit again. What's it called?
Friend tours. Friend like, tours. All my homies inspire me. You feel me? Like, look around. Like, real shit. All y'all, and like, that's why I'm here. Feel me? Because
I gotta look up to all of y'all. Y'all tall.
No more whiskey.
Nah, bless. All good men around me, dog. Cheers, my circle, cheers, though. Yeah. All good men.
Cheers, all right, bro.
And all my friends are alcoholics.
Y'all, 4 feet of a little whiskey. Yeah. But see, yo, real live, because I don't think, sorry, I had to take a sip. I don't think women know how to pick their friends, bro.
I don't think all of them pick too fucking many. Or they got like 5 best friends, dog.
I think it's more
different
like,
for them, though.
I think that it's like because conversation comes for women more naturally amongst each other.
You think so? Over the guys?
For strangers. There's a lower barrier to becoming for a first time interaction.
Think about it. And you were young, you're like, why don't you talk to this other young guy?
They're just as good. Don't discredit humans, bro. I think that we all are complex individuals. I think that like the process is just as, you know, strenuous, or they go through it with just a fine tooth comb, figuring out their friends the same way we do. But I think that because the low barrier entries and they're more willing to let new women into their lives and in and out, where you go through cyclical shit. Like, I ain't gonna get my girl's business, but like, she has some friends where she met them, they seem cool. Let's kind of cultivate this friendship. Oh yeah, that was a bad decision. Cool, we good, and then move on. And then I still have my same set. So they're
But it'd be easier in New York.
In some ways, yeah. And it's also it depends on the city. Yeah, like, and so that's true. When it comes to me, when you know it comes to answer the question about like picking a circle, is that like as you grew up, is it like I had to be real? I'm real like accurate with the word friend now. I'm real accurate with the word friend and brother and shit like that. And I also like, I can understand acquaintances, and I put like basically each of us. Yeah, each of us is not even. I look at it as rings. I think each of us is the center of our own universe in a way, not in like a conceited way, but like when you look at your friendships and your relationships. Mm-hmm. Like if you're the center, the first ring is those first people that are closest to you.
Hey, this nigga smoking.
That could be 5 people. That could be 10 people. But like, I could say all of y'all are securely in that first ring, and that's some shit that like. And don't get me wrong, these rings change over time because relationships develop, they grow, they go distant. But there's a certain level in which no matter distance, not gonna really change that. Like there's some fundamental understandings that go on amongst you. It's like, yeah, we got an understanding. Yeah. We have a bond. We made an agreement. Even if we never said those words, we made an agreement in our actions and how we was doing it and how we was carrying it. And so with that, it's just like, I think I look at it in that way, and where like I'm really just like, yo, how are you as a person? Are you, you know, like really just awesome, some genuineness shit, like genuine, almost like selflessness. Not in terms of me, but I think that I want a friend that's selfless. Like, if you selfless to your moms or your cousin or your little sister or your big brother or, you know, the homie across the street, that shit is, yeah, I want a friend like that. Yeah, yeah, sign me up. Yeah. And then, you know, when you get that, I think that, like, all the homies that I'm with now, over time, I don't even put no effort into it, really, into choose friends that way. It's really just like, yeah, you know. You feel it. Like, yeah, we talking, we chilling. Yo, let's grab a beer, let's grab something to eat, let's have a meal.
It's intuition, down. Too.
It's intuition.
Like, you, and it's, now, it's experience.
It's like, yo, this shit was built. This bill was built. All of y'all. It was built over years. It was built over time.
Go ahead. Someone to say, bro, have my little Basil Hayden. Someone to say, I love y'all niggas.
That's all he wanted.
He's trying to get that check real quick.
Nigga, boss said, I have something to say. I just love y'all. Basil Hayden's creates community.
Hey, Basil Hayden's, let me tell y'all, hey, Basil Hayden is really the shit.
Hey, no, listen, listen, here. Here's the deal, yo, we don't shout shit out until they pay me, so fuck that.
I'm editing. And I take 23 bottles,
y'all. I'm editing Basil Hayden out until I get an email to theentangledpodcast@gmail.com. Or get a DM at Entangled Podcast.
If I had a P.O. box, I'd get a P.O. box, but I'd ship it to, though. Cause I ain't gonna have them sent to the crib. You know, people listen to take the crib. Like,
in fact, my shoes sitting outside the door. You think them jokes still there? Niggas that took my chucks.
You know what's crazy though?
Nah, it's just
with the tire on it. Them joints was dry like fly. You was fly all weekend, bro.
Nah, nigga, I be chilling.
We had a boys weekend.
We had some
drunk shit.
Except you ain't give me what I wanted, dog. I text this nigga before I got here on Friday and said, I want to do lines off a pregnant stripper's butt crack.
Whoa! And what did I say?
This is a lot of
wild. Going to Queens, it might still happen, bro.
I don't know what you said, but what you said is wrong. What'd you say to that?
I keep it a buck. I probably said something that could be arranged.
Type shit. I know just the place. I know just the spot.
It was the after-hour spot. We didn't get to go to the after-hour spot.
I know, man. Hey, bro, we was in the after-hour spot, bro. But I didn't think of
that. Are strip clubs after-hour spots?
No, those are all-hour spots, nigga. Yeah. All hours.
After-hour
spots. Y'all used to be eating breakfast and shit.
Dude, pancakes.
Pancakes and shit.
Eggs and coochie.
This show's fluffy.
Pancakes and pussy. That's the name of our next party.
Pancakes
and pussy. Nah, we can't do that.
Shut up. I'm gonna tell you this, because strip clubs got extensive menus, bro. They be fucking catering to us all.
That's like, means I have
are
that
you
strip club in Atlanta.
Escargot? Yeah. Are you a friend? Are you a fan? I'm telling you, are you a fan of you know, chicken and waffles and some shrimp and grits? That my whole point being, they got breath, bro. They go on a wide range and they make sure everybody can fuck with it. They know their clientele.
They be having the buffet. Everybody like
pussy. My dad said the best, crazy, even broke niggas cheesesteak he had was nowhere near Philly. He went to a strip club in LA.
Because that's a Philly younger than there. I thought he was going to say it was a Philly strip club
in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Let me tell you, cheesesteak was crazy. Hear me out. Y'all know
that like a lot of chefs, bro, it be youngers that be coming out the pen, bro. And then niggas can't get jobs certain places, so strip clubs be hiring them. Y'all, that nigga can cook. That nigga was like, I got the minimum materials. I'll make it work with the noodles.
Yeah. My dad was like, he said, if I had a younger who could make it with the ramen, the cup ramen noodles, and they said, yeah, just hook me up. And a younger would throw some eggs in there, some scallions, anything in the commissary. He was like, trust me, bro. You know, you may think it's crazy, but you crunch up some Doritos.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, it's
Cheetos. Prodigy from Mobb Deep, before he passed, wrote a cookbook, because a prison cookbook. So he wrote a prison cookbook of all these meals.
There's a name for that ramen joint. There's like a, what the fuck is that shit called?
The hookup.
It's literally called the hookup. Hook him up. My dad's like, yeah. There's a younger who could do that in every block.
Hey, nah, we don't fact check on this podcast. We just say shit.
I like that. That was hard.
Suck my dick upside down on a pedestal. Just kidding. I love Jesus.
I don't know. This is real disrespectful.
You said what?
I said that went real disrespectful. I don't know how it made me feel, bro.
It's okay.
It was real aggressive, dog.
It's okay. So you're going to be okay. That's the basal haters talking. We got niggas loving everybody. We got niggas who get...
So I'm going to get behind it. When I said that, I meant it. But I didn't. Fill me up, Chuck.
Fill this on your ASAP.
He said,
Line me up, Chuck. Oh, more than that, nigga. Hey, Rob, chill, nigga. And then, Dom, you gonna do it.
Oh, more than that. I might be driving later, nigga.
Man, fuck it, son. You run the waves.
I'm going back to Philly with y'all.
Nigga said, I'm coming back to Philly. Fuck this New York shit. We got a new job.
You trying to go to Philly, get a cheesesteak, then catch a bus back?
Nah. Nigga, sell grit right now.
My girl's aunt does that on a regular basis, but she rides Harleys. So she'll ride a Harley.
That's a different trip. It's a different trip. Yeah, that's cool.
She'll ride Harley with her husband, too. Her and her husband both ride Harleys. They both in the same gang. Not gang. I'm sorry, club. Or friend group. Friend group, not gang.
We don't biker work. Gang?
Friend group. Biker friend group.
The motherfucking clubs. Join our club.
Clubs.
What's the name of that? I tried to think about it, but I couldn't remember it, so I'm going to ask it on the pod. What was the name of the FX TV show where they ride motorcycles?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Now they got the Mexicans for the Mayans.
That shit. It's kind of hard. I'm sure that's hard. Like, now I'm like,
hey, man.
I missed that one. I heard it was good. I missed it.
Put some black women on TV, bro. I'm going to watch. I'm not watching no white faces no more, dog. Unless it's Succession, cause that shit fire. Cut that out, cause they ain't paying us. All
right, I'll take it off. But fuck that show. Do you watch? I have a question, cause you said you're not watching no more white faces. Do you watch porn with white women in it?
No.
That nigga.
Sometimes, take your shit off.
Honestly, bro, the white one at the bar, son, dog. I could have struck it right.
Wait, nigga,
bro,
don't lose your job.
It's very rare. I'm very rare to try the white one.
No, I'm talking about the bar we went to.
I know.
What bar did we go to?
Flower Shop. The white dude behind the bar was y'all.
Oh, she was y'all.
Like she was.
She also looked like she showered every other day though. I don't know.
I catch you in the shower.
Well, we did say we want some snack on it.
I know why people don't wash their legs in the shower.
I don't know for a fact. Actually, I didn't know why, bitch, she washed her legs, bro.
They said you wash your legs? I heard they said it. They also don't wash their chicken. You wash your chicken before you cook your chicken? Like, do you rinse it? Do you rinse your chicken off before you cook it?
And vinegar, nigga.
White people don't do that shit. They just cook. They take that shit out the bag and cook it.
The juices, but the extra vitamins. That's
nasty. Do you put the vinegar on it? I know Nick, but he is.
That's why white people fucking look like two raw chickens.
Always, bro.
I know he ever Southern. You know what happened?
Niggas is so integral to everything we do on some Southern shit.
Wait, so back to the question: you watch porn with white women in it? Sometimes. Or I will.
I've been trying. I've been thinking about it.
I'll beat my dick anything.
Not anything.
Hold on. Take that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll edit that out.
Not anything.
I only watch porn with white women if it's a black guy fucking her.
I can't watch the reverse. I can't watch a black woman with a white. This might be an opportunity for me. I'd be like, Asian man. No one.
No, you could do that.
It'd be the Japanese show. Everything be blurred out. Like, what the fuck? So,
you could do that. So not saying I was ever going to, but
I heard all types of.
I researched for Pornhub, and it's.
What do you mean you researched for Pornhub? It's a pretty easy check for them.
Yeah, like it's a pretty easy check
for like streaming bread. Is that how does it work? Streaming bread.
Talk to me.
Yeah, it's a. So it was like
how easy.
Like, it's like a solid $3,000.
For what?
Huh?
One video?
Like, for a scene or some shit?
Yeah, for a scene.
Like, a professional or, like, an amateur, like, a video you shoot
like, the amateur jumps, but you have to hit a certain amount of, like, views.
How many views?
I can't remember what the views were, but,
is
like, you can make that shit happen, nigga.
500,000? Yo, porn would be good.
You're talking numbers. Is it 500? Is it 300?
How much is it, nigga? I need to know. But, hold on. On some real shit.
I feel good. It's out, dog.
All right. Real quick. On this topic. When you look at YouTube, right, the numbers be like, damn, they got a million views in the music video. 10, 15, 20 million. I'm going to tell y'all, porn numbers be doing numbers overnight.
They do numbers.
Off the easy.
Well, also.
It's like, porn numbers different, bro. Porn number.
Shout out Brittany White. Fuck it, dog. If you hear this shit,
Brittany White only fuck white Jones.
I don't know, but her
she only
titties.
Fuck white niggas. Her titties big as shit, though.
Yeah, her titties. Like,
yo,
hey,
I thought it got to new levels when I was like, I know porn stars' names now. I was like, damn, I'm a dirty nigga.
Yeah.
Once I started knowing porn stars' names,
I don't know no names.
Shout out to Anna Fox. She follows the podcast, though.
Shout out Brittany White.
Anna Fox is a porn star.
I remember you saying
that.
What she looked like?
I met her at
Ruth's
Picnic.
Pull it up on your phone, but put it on the private browser.
Let me see the parents.
I didn't know you could do that.
What? You ain't know you could do that? Hold on. Wait. Are y'all hit? You don't use the private browser when you watch porn on your phone?
Always, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What do you mean private? I thought it was just one browser.
No, you can do it private. It don't save shit. It don't do shit, bro. It's like I always do that.
Yeah,
I'm always in private mode, brother.
Yeah, do you watch your porn on private mode on your phone, or are you a fancy that you watch on television?
Wait, I just put Safari XNXX.
XNXX
is crazy, bro.
Pornhub, it takes too long.
Pornhub is right.
Okay, no.
When I was little, it was Rounded Brown. Shout out Rounded Brown 13.
I remember.
We was on dial up, motherfucker.
Big Wet Booties 27. My dad had that joint on DVD behind the couch. Sorry,
what the fuck? You know that joint? Booties 27.
26 prior.
And I don't think they did. That's the shit. Why do porn movies always have a name?
I have to share a story. I took my stepdad's porno to school. Lost the joint. He had the portable DVD player. I took it to school. Dumb nigga shit. Molly Mall shit. I lose the joint. Come home. He like, yo, with a DVD.
It's been a long day.
Look, over here.
I can't even tell him the story. Like,
look, just don't tell you.
I was like, yo, I lost the joint. We never spoke about it again. Shout out Ronnie, man. You a real
similar
nigga.
Story. My mom was cleaning the house, right? Damn, my parents listen to this podcast too. This is gonna be funny. My mom was cleaning the house, and behind she moved the couch. She was vacuuming. She moved the couch, and this was back in the day, so I was young, but it was a VHS joint, and it was under the couch. And she called me downstairs or called me into the living room. Elijah, get over here. What is this? And I was like, I don't know. And it was a porn tape. And I was like, I have no idea what this is. And that was when I found out what porn was, because it was actually my dad's video that he was hiding.
Yeah, but you covered up like a good son. Yeah. Like,
I remember the first time I ever saw porn, I was in my grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? Riggs Park, 335. Oh, I ain't gonna say the address. But we was back.
Gang shit.
We was in there. I was in my grandma's house. And it might have been after some school shit or a Friday or some summer. I forgot. But I'm. It was you know them old big ass TVs, the box joints that used to have the VHS with the booty attached on it?
No, nah, but that's the like big TV with the booty, and you put the
yeah, but the booty was, that's like a given. It was like imagine like a big ass box, like the joints. It was like really a box, like the size of
the big screen ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. and like almost like a refrigerator's Husky height, yeah, but it includes the speakers and shit like that. They got the VHS already in it, like that's the whole joint. Yeah. So I remember that my grandma had that joint. Nah, it was on some old shit. But I went in there, and I seen, I had to press the VHS, because my older cousin, you know, my older cousin was watching Dragon Ball Z at the time, and I'm a youngin', so I'm trying to watch Dragon Ball Z. Coffee. So I'm probably like eight, nine. I press play on the DVD joint. I see a nigga laying down with a, like a backdrop, like a, almost like they put gray sheets up on this, on set, and she was, and then the shawty was just going in on him, sucking him off, and I was like,
"Hold on, wait, time out. Why you do the motion? Why you do the whole motion?"
Sometimes, with you on it. Sometimes you gotta let niggas know.
It was the corkscrew. It was both. Yo, y'all like one hand or two?
No hands.
All right, go ahead.
No hands.
It's still important to me. So like, I see it
one time.
Damn,
I made it. It's like no.
I told my sister, I was like, yeah, man, I just put it on. And she was doing this to this man's thing. She's like, that's called a blowjob. I was like, it's a job. Left it at that. Bro, I don't know, three years later, it had a different significance to me. But yeah, that was the first time I seen it at grandma's crib. And I know it was my cousin. I know it was you, nigga. I know it was you.
Damn, hold on. You can't put him on bus. Wait.
No, I got many, I got many cousins.
Back to this.
I know which cousin it was. I know which cousin it was. He worked at UPS. He'd come home late.
Damn, nigga. Hold on, stop.
What the fuck? And so I know it was
back in 04, nigga. 2004. Where were you working in 2004, nigga?
It was awesome shit where, like, you can go in the living room. That's audacious. That's the audacious shit. Like, you can do the big word.
You can be reading, bro.
Shout out to
the Webster's Dictionary.
Nah, the Jim Beam, bro. Cause you got me.
The makers, bro.
There ain't no Jim Beam on me.
But yo, no. All right, so back to this.
Not makers, Mark. I'm sorry, it was Jim Beam.
That's why this shit hit me like this.
Jim Beam the whole time.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Why are you so serious?
Hey, yo. I've been so serious. Back to this, Pornhub is for white people.
Y'all let me go for 15 minutes.
Pornhub, crazy. Pornhub is not for white people, guys.
Why?
So here's why Pornhub is actually amazing. One, they do a lot of philanthropy. They do like a lot of stuff in the community, like on a regular fucking basis.
Not our community?
No, nigga. Pornhub is by far one of the most like socially aware companies that's going on right now. They do so much shit, dog.
Like fundraising and shit for what?
Fundraising donations, like they contribute a lot. Because
they trying to get that local tax write off.
Sex education.
All of it, and they have They have a whole section on Pornhub for sexual education.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole section about sex.
Damn, actually, that's...
I don't see it.
Dope.
Nah, yo.
I don't see that.
Nigga said,
that's my homepage.
That's the home screen. But, Pornhub really be out here, dog. Did you see, and a while ago, there was this joint. There was somewhere, they donated money to Flint. Really? Pornhub be out here, dog. I'm trying to tell you. They really be working, bro.
Yeah, they have community feeds, community videos.
Yeah, dog.
Bro, it's empty, bro.
Oh, this thing is really scrolling through Pornhub right now. That's
crazy. Go to sex ed.
Go to sex ed, but there's a sex ed section.
I mean, I think that would mean community feed. That's
what. Y'all ever wonder if y'all on there?
Oh, nah, that's not, no. Oh.
No, that's not, don't pretend, be like, whoa, like you surprised, nigga.
I thought we was going to words and letters.
Oh, it's
y'all
tutorials
never,
and shit.
Y'all
this is
recorded on somebody else's phone.
I will not incriminate myself.
I recorded on my phone before.
Nope. You guys are.
Oh, you said not your phone. Why not your phone?
You're
not saying you ain't not having it on your phone. I'm saying you might have also had it on another phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I was a young boy. I was doing, like, now I'm just like,
I haven't done that.
Why the fuck am I recording this? It's just.
Sometimes it is,
but that's actually fun. Real life, that's actually really fun for your relationship. It is fun for your relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put that over there.
It's pretty
superstar.
Fun.
Superstar.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. You should return. You're a superstar, star, girl. You're a star. You're a star. I'm gonna make you a star.
What? Casting couch? Casting couch? Casting couch is so tight, bro, sometimes. There's just one. Never. Hey, but let me tell you this. So I moved into the crib.
Casting couch is low-key rapey. It's got rapey vibes.
My liver. Yeah, yeah. So, like, I was just like, I'm trying to make my bedroom more airy and, like, feel it. My tail, my aunt came over. She's talking about... You know what helped the room be more airy and like, you know, really open it up? Just put the mirror on the ceiling. Like put the mirror, like, you know, a mirror on the ceiling.
Who said that? She's an old time freak.
Not my auntie, yeah.
I'm sorry.
My auntie came over
and
she
saw his honor.
Stop, bro. My auntie was like, yeah, put it on the ceiling, it'll make it feel open. I thought to myself, Auntie, man, you don't know what the fuck you talking about on this one, brother. We can't do that one. That's a little too freaked out, and I don't know if you know that.
That's cool.
That's not nice. You know that. All right, for the record, I love watching myself fuck. So it's
tight.
You need a full length mirror in your room, bro.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah. We got always. One.
Yeah, IKEA bro. Has one for $60. It's official.
Go thrifting. It's official. You know what I'm saying? Like
the all black
sustainability.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Absolutely.
And that's my same outlook on women. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Shit.
Just kidding. Just kidding. But yo, everybody real quick, give them your Instagrams, your Twitters, all them jumps. Give them your contact information so they can follow you. Go ahead, drop your jumps.
Yo, you know, on Instagram at rose.neat, that's rose.neque, for Domo Rose, bro. The name is crazy. Dominique Rose, it's a nice name. And then on Twitter,
It's a good one. I like it. Yeah.
I got a little Twitter that I be talking some crazy shit on with like 30 followers.
Twitter's still going?
Yeah, but I had Twitter. You know what
happened? Entangled needs a Twitter.
I might have to reactivate my shit.
But like, need somebody to run our Twitter.
Twitter is when you really get the engagement.
But my last Twitter name was Bruce Lean. I gotta change that shit. Yeah. I've done grown up a little bit.
I swear.
Mama's Fat Boy Fresco.
Bruce Lean, huh?
Bruce Lean, but I always read as Bruce Lee. I
like Leanne.
Leanne. I don't know. Nigga, what? Hold on. Wait, really?
He had to spell lean with two N's, right?
Oh.
Because like somebody has Bruce Lean.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And okay. So when I saw Lean and it was like, oh, Leanne. I don't know. Something right. Like Lee. And then I didn't know, bro. But he's
man, what's your Twitter, John? What's your Twitter?
My Twitter, I gotta give a little small story, man. Look, I had Twitter in 08. You know, I was on this shit. Now my Twitter is just like, I keep it low key so I can just really talk some shit without getting in trouble. I got like 30 followers, bro. I deleted the shit. I just be putting shit out there. So.
You say shit?
Yeah, dog.
Hey, nigga, you about to get canceled. You're going to get canceled in like 5-10 years.
Only the homies know.
You're going to get canceled in like 5-10 years, bro.
If you can find me on Twitter, bro, be my motherfucking guest, dog. I'm nervous.
I got
you. Give me your joke.
You got me. You find me on Twitter. You got me.
My Jones, straight to the point. Rob, RobbLim.
Two B's. So follow me.
Last B is silent.
Yeah. Also, got check out the website as well. Yeah.
What's up? Tell them my website. Which website? Your website, and then, you know.
Which one?
Plug. You said plug.
Plug yourself, bro. Plug yourself. So humble. So humble.
My agency, RL Studios, PHL.com. Clothing line with my bro Dom to my right. ModestPhilly.com. Fuck with me. Bet.
Give me your jumps, bro.
www.diaryofdisposables.us. Then in the Instagram, he is Jamal.Davies. Boom.
Boom.
Let's get it.
Alias Mark Ass Buster.
Mm-hmm. Ho Ass Trick. Yo, this is motherfucking Entangled Podcast. I know what this shit is.